Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of our Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Tumanyi nti ekiseera kyonna aba mulungi.
We know that all the time he is good.
Kubanga ye eryekkubo obulamu n'amazima.
Because him is the way, the truth and the life.
Nga bwe kiri mu Yokaana esula 14.
As it is in John chapter 14.
N'onyola omukaaga.
And the verse 6.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ngenda kusaba ombulize ku mugandawo.
I'm going to request to greet of your brethren.
Oyongere okumwagaliza omusana omungi ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And more wish him the light, the much light of the word of God.
Ogwogerwako mu Zaburi 10:19.
Spoken of Psalms 119.
Olunyiri olwa 15.
Verses 105.
Mugambe kugenda kuba gwakagobikule ebyama.
Tell him it's going to be shining to be revealing secrets.
Okusinzira kwekyo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of our Lord Jesus?
Erobulamu bugamba butya?
And how is your lives?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Tukimanyi nti Mukama aba mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
We know that God is good all the time.
Kubanga ye eryekkubo obulamu n'amazima.
Because him is the way, the truth and the life.
Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa ku ye.
As written about him.
Mu Yokaana esula 14.
In the John chapter 14.
N'onyola omukaaga.
And the verse 6.
Era tumanyi nga ajjanjaba obunafu bw'emibiri gyaffe.
And we know he treats our body weaknesses.
Eri abo abalwadde.
Unto those who are sick.
N'abalina obunafu obwengereza enjawulo.
Even those with a form of weakness.
Kubanga ayogera mu Yokaana 10.
Because he spoke in the John 10.
N'onyola 10.
And the verse 10.
N'agamba nti Satani yajja okubba, okutta n'okuzikiriza.
And he says Satan came to steal, kill and to destroy.
Naye yajja tube n'obulamu.
But he came that we may have life.
N'obulamu obujjudde obulungi.
Which is full very well.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Jesus much.
Ngenda kusaba ombulize ku mugandawo.
I'm going to request to greet of your brethren.
Oyongere omwagalize omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda ogujjudde.
Move wish them light of the full word of God.
Gumulagire mu kkubo ery'obulamu.
Direct them in the way of life.
Okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
To reaching the eternal life.
Omusana ogwalagirwa mu Zaburi eya 10:19.
The light which was commanded Psalms 119.
Olunyiri lwa 15.
Verses 105.
Omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
The light of the word of God.
Ogubikkula ebyama byonna.
Which reveals all secrets.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga twawulira.
Because we have.
Mu Efesians sura y'okutaano.
In the Ephesians chapter 5.
Olunyiri olwe 13.
The verse 13.
Kibuli ekibikkulirwa.
That everything he proved.
Omusana gwe gukibikkula.
Light is what manifests it.
Omusana ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Light of the word of God.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ne ku mulundi guno.
Even on this time.
Tugenda kulabika nga tweyongerayo.
We are going to be moving on.
Ate okufuna omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Again to get light of the word of God.
Mu kitundu eky'12.
In the 12th part.
Akatundu da.
Portion D.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Aka government ya Katonda y'omuggulu ku nsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Awamu ne government yayo ey'omumasekkati.
Together with its central government.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga tukyagenda maaso ne department y'omunaana.
And we are still moving on with the 8th department.
Ya government ya Katonda y'omuggulu ku nsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department ey'omwoyo mutukuvu w'obujjuvu bwe ku nsi.
Department of Holy Spirit and His fullness on the earth.
Era nga tukyagenda maaso n'okulaba division ey'okutaano.
And we are still moving on to see the 5th division.
Eyo moyo wo kumanya Katonda ku nsi.
Of the spirit of knowledge of God on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Erango waliwo point 10, point 8.
And there are 8 points.
Zifino kulabikanga tula wansi wo moyo wo kumanya Katonda. Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga point 8.
And there are 8 points.
Zitulaba wansi wo moyo wo kumanya Katonda.
Those to see under the spirit of knowledge of God.
Ufunanizwa bwo moyo wo kumanya Katonda
ku nsi. Responsibility of spirit of knowledge of God on the earth.
Ufubutuka omusana gonna ogwechigambo kya Katonda.
Out of which cometh all light of the word of God.
Ebyawandikibwa ebitukuvu.
The holy scriptures.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So far twakamaliriza nnya.
So far we are finished for.
Era twagala okweyongerawo leero ne point yaffe y'okutaano.
And we want to move on today with our 5th point.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga butwasoko okuulira.
And just as we first heard.
Ndiku division ezomwoyo mutukuvu.
That on the divisions of the Holy Spirit.
On the
divisions of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God. There is the spirit of knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we read in the Isaiah chapter 11, in the verse 2,
He
speaks as He says like this.
Isaiah, esule yekuminemo, nolu nyiriri olwokubiri.
Isaiah chapter 11 and the verse 2.
Nomo yegwa mukama, gulibera kuye. Omo yegwa magezi, no kutegera. Omo yegwa kutesa, na amanyi. Omo yegwa kumanya, no kutia mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So kuliko division eyomoyo uwo kumanya Katonda
ku nsi. So there is a division of the spirit of knowledge of God on the earth.
Eranga tuze tulaba obuvunanyizibwa bwe mufunze.
Come see his responsibility in the summary.
Bwe twongera okujja ko siru.
When we move on to take off the seal.
Okulaba ebyawandikibwa ebitukuvu.
To see the holy scriptures.
Ebyayita mu mwoyo wo kumanya Katonda.
Those which pass through the spirit of knowledge of God.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga point yaffe yokutaano.
And our fifth point.
Kwebyo ebirabisibwa mu mwoyo wo kumanya Katonda.
On those manifested in the spirit of knowledge of God,
mukutonda,
that at creation
omoyo wo kumanya Katonda,
the spirit of knowledge of God
yagabanyamu ekitibwe kitundu ekya wansi,
is one who divided what we call the rim below
n'ekitundu ekya waguru,
and the rim above
era,
and
n'ateekawo olukalu,
he put there the dry land
n'ennyanja,
even the seas in the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And through him, heavens and earth were filled with riches. Because the spirit of knowledge of God is the one who holds light of his
word.
Looks from the end of the heavens to the end of the heavens. And which looks from the end of the earth to the end of the earth. So it's responsibility of the spirit of knowledge of God. Praise Jesus
man.
I've said in our fifth point, we've looked that at creation, the spirit of knowledge of God is the one who divided the rim above and the rim below.
And he
created the dry land and the seas within the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he filled heavens and earth with riches of the knowledge of God. Because through spirit of knowledge of God is where there is the full light of the word of God, which looks from the ends of the heavens to the other end of the heavens, then from one end of the earth to another end of the earth, to be able to see the needs which are required to be in there. All they are done by spirit of knowledge of God. That is why he began telling us the other time in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6, and he says like this.
2 Corinthians
chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yayogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Yayeka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwo kumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God, when he commanded light to shine in darkness, that began at the beginning. Yet he has told you that God commanded light of knowledge to shine within darkness.
esoka.
In the Genesis chapter 1, in the verse 3, we hear the commandment of light to be, let there be light, to separating the darkness with the light. That was being said by the spirit of knowledge, in whom is the light of knowledge, which passes through the word of God which commands. Let us read, we hear. Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 3.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewo butangavu ne wabawo butangavu.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 4.
Katonda nalaba ngo butangavu bulungi. Katonda nayawula wakati mbutangavu nechizikiza.
And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we have told you, that at creation, the spirit of knowledge of God, the one who was indeed responsible at dividing the rim above and that rim below, and he moved on to see that it separates the dry land,
Nenyanja,
even the seas.
Narioka ajuza,
and then he fields
obugaga,
riches in the heavens and the earth. Because in him is where there is light of word of God. We see from end of the heavens, reaching another end of the heavens. Even from the end of the earth, reaching another end of the earth. And that's where we have seen. Second Corinthians chapter 4, in the verse 6, that God commanded light of knowledge to shine in darkness. God commanded light to shine in darkness. Light of knowledge of the glory of God before Christ.
That
began right from the beginning, as we've heard. In the Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 up to 4, when God commanded the light to shine, and he said, let there be light. That light can separate darkness,
no, musana,
even with light. That is how it was. But remember, we in Genesis 1 verse 2, we see the Holy Spirit spreading on the depth of the water. But in that time, most could not discover it. Still, the spirit of knowledge of God was there. We read in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. He speaks as he says like this. Genesis chapter 1 and the verse
1.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verses
2.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus, man. When you see Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, right in that space there was filled all over water. In the space where today there is the entire heavens and the earth, there was filled water in all that place. But what surprised cause of that water? And there is darkness of the depth of the waters. Even though darkness was there, the Holy Spirit would move upon the face of the waters. But because within him there was the spirit of knowledge of God, responsible of light of the word of God,
and
God commanded, as we have first heard, in the second Corinthians chapter 4, in the verse 6, that God commanded light to shine in darkness, the light of knowledge, the glory of God, before Christ. Now that light comes from the spirit of knowledge, because we've heard in Genesis chapter chapter 2, in the verse 3 and 4,
and
God spoke that let there be light. Let there be light. And that light moves on to the darkness, between the darkness and the light. And God saw that they were good.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
the spirit of knowledge was present and you could not realize it.
Because
out of him had to come light, which sees from the end of the heavens, from the end of the entire heavens,
and
to reaching the end of the entire heavens, from the end of the earth,
to
reaching the end of the another earth. He was able to divide water to move to the river above, even that to go to the rim below, because he was able to see to the end of things. And when he speaks in Genesis chapter 1, in the verse 6, as he says this, let us read we here. Genesis chapter 1, verses
6.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Verses 8. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. You know, when you read Genesis 1 verse 6 to 8, you just hear that God commanded water to be divided, that they create a firmament. One went to a rim above, even another to the rim below. The firmament which appeared in the midst there, that we see up there, and he called it heaven. Now the water which went to the rim above,
still,
there are things he created, as we shall see. But as in all, they moved on to be made by the Holy Spirit, passing through spirit of knowledge. Because for his sake, water was able to be divided, one to move upwards, even another go downwards. But the firmament which was being created in the midst there, it was called the heaven. Means he was able to look to the ends of the heavens, even to another end of the heavens. Let's read here in the Proverbs chapter 3, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 3, verse
20.
By his knowledge, the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. Yes. In the spirit of knowledge, the depth of the waters were divided. The depth within the Genesis chapter 1 verse
2.
That is what broke. One moved upwards, another moved downwards. But why was that made by spirit of knowledge? Because he was able to lighten from the end of the heaven, as they will be, even to another end of another heavens. He was able to see that now this one, this water, if it goes to rim above, we shall be able to make three heavens there. Then even the rim below, we make one heaven there.
In
the firmament, we put there the stars, the moon, and the sun. In the center of it, we put there the planets, including the planet Earth. Now all he was able to see them, because out of him cometh this light which can see things from the end to another end of them.
And
he can see things right from their beginning to reaching the good end. Right there in the spirit of knowledge is where there cometh a word in Ecclesiastes
saying,
the end of the matter is better than its beginning. Even though the spirit of counsel can speak it, but him he can speak it when light of knowledge is there, which can see the end of things.
So what were into me?
There are many things the spirit of knowledge was responsible of. Let us read we here. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and the verse 8.
Enkomerero y'ekigambo esinga obulungi okusooka kwakyo. Alina omwoyo ogugumiikiriza asinga alina omwoyo ogw'amalala.
Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the plowed in spirit. Yes. Now in the spirit of knowledge, out of him came light,
which
lightens from the end of the heavens, the entire heavens, to reaching another end of the heaven, even from the end of the earth to the end of another earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Which was required to be that all the riches, because we go to hear as they created the earth, water has been put in one place that they create the dry land. All their spirit of knowledge was to lighten everything, and it moves on to be created. That's why not many know that in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, that the spirit who spread on the depth of the waters was in his fullness, the seven spirits of God.
And
this one we read, that of knowledge was officially there. For even the water which makes the earth where we are, it too was seen out will come all riches, dry land and the seas. Yet the one who sees all those, the spirit or the eye of the knowledge of God. When you read Genesis 1 the verse 9 up to 10, it speaks like this. Genesis chapter 1 verses 9.
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakunganire mu kifo kimu olukalu lulabike. Bwe kityo bwe kyali.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together onto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 10.
Katonda olukalu naluyita ensi. Nekunganiro lya mazzi naliyita ennyanja. Katonda n'alaba nga birungi.
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. Yes.
Omanyi bwoba otunuulidde dry lands.
You know, when you look to the dry lands,
n'obugagga obuli eyo mu ttaka mu nde
eyo, bridges under the ground,
mu gasozi mu biwonvu mu
kiserenge, in the valleys, in the clefts,
kale n'eyo mu gayanje,
even within the seas,
obugagga obwonna,
all those riches,
omwoyo w'okumanya yagenda maaso okulaba bwe binaabeera mu buli kifo.
Spirit of knowledge is one moved on to see how they will be in every place.
Era ky'ova olaba mu ngero,
and that's why you see in the Proverbs chapter 24 in the verse 4,
omwoyo w'okumanya,
in the spirit of knowledge,
eggulu n'ensi mwajjuzibwa
heavens and earth they go filled of riches, of a different form of stone, and they are very precious, even treasure of different creations. My goodness. Let us read we here. Proverbs chapter 24 verses
4. Obugagga bwonna obw'omuwendo omungi era obusanyusa.
And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
Hey.
Yes. You see all the riches, the entire heavens. Of course, what we get from the rim above. In the third heaven. Spoken of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. In there are riches. There is the paradise of God which looks very beautiful. When you get downwards, coming here, we write still in the room above. There is the second heaven where we find four living creatures. Spoken of Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 unto 6. Now in that heaven, there are mountains of all form of precious stones. Mountains for of honey, of fragrance of knowledge. My goodness. When you look to the four living creatures, you look at them, you just get awestruck. Mountains of different riches. Now when you get down to the first heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God, as they spoken of Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 23, and then you see the city in different stones, the riches of the rolls of God. Gold which glamours so much. Stones of beryl making up one city. And different types of beryl. There is topaz, sapphire, and the others. My goodness. But the spirit of knowledge,
the
one who saw all the riches where there will be in the whole heavens and the earth. Praise Jesus much. When you enter the heavens, we see in the firmament. Spoken of in the Genesis 1, verse 8. In the firmament, they put their stars filled of riches to be looked at in the different stones. As they say in the Genesis 1 verse 14 up to 16. And he put lights in the firmament of the heavens, even all the stars. But they say that in their splendor they differ according to their bodies, the riches within them. And they tell that to us, 1 Corinthians 15, that the stars differ in the splendor and in the light. In them is riches. When you look to the moon, and it too holds its riches. The sun holds riches of the food which come down on this earth. You know, people don't know that in the sun is where cometh riches of the food getting down on the earth. But it too passes through the light.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The sun, there is riches of food we've eaten under the sun as we've done business in those foods. As we eat, get strength of food, we do business. But those riches come from the sun.
So
why it speaks in the Deuteronomy?
Let's
read that one. I can't live with this not read.
Deuteronomy 33
and verse
14. Olw'ebyomuwendo omungi eby'omuggulu n'olw'omusulo n'olw'ennyanja egalamira wansi.
And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, and with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath.
Olinyo 14.
Verse 14.
N'olw'ebyomuwendo omungi eby'ebibala by'enjuba n'olw'ebyomuwendo mungi ebiva mu kukula kw'emyezi
and with the precious fruits brought forth by the sun and with the precious things brought forth by the moon. Yes.
Bane waliwo obugagga obukkiira nga buva mu njuba.
You know that riches which come down from the sun.
Yeah.
My God.
Ebibala emmere.
The fruits, the foods.
Omanye ebibala ebiri mu nsi.
You know the fruits within this world.
Emmere eri mu nsi.
The fruits within this world.
Emyaka n'emyaka bajjajja ne bajjajja.
Years by years by your forefathers.
Onabali abasubula.
All of them eat, they do business.
N'obugagga tebamanyi nje buva obw'emmere n'ebibala.
Riches of the food and the fruits, they don't know where they come from.
N'obwo obuli mutakaye mu nsi.
Even those in the land, in the ground of the earth.
Tebamanyi nti bwayita omwoyo w'okumanya.
They don't know the person's spiritual knowledge.
Yasobola okulabika ng'abala obugagga obwo bwonna n'ajjuza chambers.
Count all those riches and filled the chambers. But my goodness. What would have spoken on the spirit of knowledge? Spoken of things in the brief. But we know that the priest, most of the fifth priest, on the seven priests with the seven trumpets, they will lead us to explain us more of that. For you,
absolutely
need those precious be filled in the ass of knowing all those. We know all those that have been put in us through knowledge. Yes. Through those knowledge, those riches are filled in us. That's why
I speak
as we heard in 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4:6. And verse 7.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians 4:6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Eyaka mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7.
Naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba. Amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda so si eri ffe.
But we have this treasure in the earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Yes.
Obugagga obwo obuyita musana gw'okumanya.
Those treasures passing through light of knowledge.
N'omanya ebintu byonna.
And you know all things.
Okuva waggulu w'eggulu.
Right from above the heavens.
Okutonda nga tekunnabaawo.
Before creation happens.
Ontandikwa n'enkomerero.
At the beginning and the end.
Esinganibwa heavens empya n'ensi.
Where we find the new heavens and the new earth.
N'obujjuvu bwazo.
Even their fullness.
N'okusinga heavens empya.
Even beyond the new heavens.
Mu butagwawo.
In the everlasting.
N'obugagga obuliyo.
And the treasures in there.
N'oveyo waggulu w'eggulu.
And you come right from above the heavens.
N'oyita mu ggulu yonna nga bakugambye.
Through all the heavens as I've told you.
Mpaka ku nsi kuno.
Up to this earth.
Nga just wayita mu musana ogw'okumanya.
And just you pass through light of knowledge.
N'omanya obugagga buli mukasonda konna akeggulu yonna n'ensi yonna.
You new treasure in every corner of every heavens.
Ngati wali kibakubuza ko ekyo kyotayinza okunyonyola.
And they ask you of those that you can't explain.
Ani nibatuukayo ne bakisangayo.
And they reach there and they find it there.
Kamera byonna n'omusana gw'okumanya.
You check them all with light of knowledge.
N'olagirira buli kamu weekali.
And you proclaim everything where it is.
N'onyonyola omugaso gwonna.
Explain every use of them.
Bannange.
My friends.
Aha. Naye era nga bwakugamba kolisa ekisooka.
But still has it tells you in the first Corinthians.
Esuli soko nyolo okuna pakulu okutaano.
Chapter 1:4-5.
Agamba bwati.
He says like this.
Abakolisa ekisooka esuli soka n'olujiri olw'okuna.
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4.
Nebaza Katonda wange bulijjo ku lwammwe. Olw'ekisa kya Katonda kye naweebwa mu Kristo Yesu.
I thank my God always on your behalf. For the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Verse 5.
Kubanga mu buli kigambo mwagaggawalira mu ye mukwogera kwonna ne mukutegeera kwonna.
That in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge. Yes.
Obugagga omanyi obugagga bwakuwa.
You know the riches he gives you. That is why I thank our God.
Kubanga naye woli wano obugagga bw'okumanya bw'olina tebwogerekako.
Because you too where you are here the riches of knowledge you have they are exceeding.
Osobola okwogera ebyobugagga ebiri byonna.
You can speak all the precious things of riches where they are in the whole heavens. And even reach to the riches of the life which cannot be bought. And you tell them, I know where it cannot finish.
And
abides forever in the everlasting. What can you say? All the riches. You repeat that verse.
Abakolinse kisoka esule esoka n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
First Corinthians chapter 1 verses 4.
Nebaza Katonda wange bulijjo ku lwammwe. Olw'ekisa kya Katonda kyennaweerwa mu Kristo Yesu.
I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ.
Olinyolokutano.
Verse 5.
Kubanga mu buli kigambo mwagagawalira mu ye. Mukogera konna ne mukutegera konna
that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterancy and in all knowledge. Yes.
Poge na yingo yogera obugaggo obwokumanya.
Speak, but we speak out the riches of knowledge.
Ona woyogera mukogera konna bakuri oyogera bugaggo bwa.
If you speak in all speech they hear you speak riches of knowledge.
Zisimanya abantu bakubwavu bomusi.
Me, I don't know whether I will ever see the poverty of this world.
Siribulaba.
I will never see it.
Wangu kusoka konna wabaya kirizo kumbo bugaggo bwo kumanya byonna.
Because first of all if you give me riches of knowing all
okuva kunsi
from this earth
okuita muguri yonna
passing through all the heavens
okutuka waguru wegu
to reach above the heavens
okutuka mbuta gwao
even to the everlasting.
Aiza ati okubutamba.
How can he not give me this mere money?
Your
papers which don't hold any riches in them. These papers you make in the banks and you write notes on them. And you put in silver in the paper. Little silver washed out in value.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
That's why I pray to you
like
that you be filled riches of all knowledge. In our 6th point, in the spirit of knowledge of God, is where God commanded us what he most desires. More than offerings and the sacrifice. For he knew that knowledge,
Katonda,
knowledge of God,
ne Kristo Yesu kuyatuma,
and the Christ Jesus is saying, it is the eternal life. And he said, that's the one I most desire. You know, God loves all his spirit.
And
when he reaches the one of knowledge, he said, I desire and I love that. Wisdom is his, understanding is his, counsel is his, he is mighty. But when he reaches knowledge, and he said that I desire it most, but you know why, my son? Because to know me, and to know the Christ I sent, it's the eternal life. I love and desire it most more than offerings. Praise Jesus much. Who are you who cannot desire this when it's what God desires? Praise Jesus much. Passing through the spirit of knowledge. Knowledge of God. God showed us what he most desires. More than the burnt offerings. It is the knowledge of God. For to know the one true God,
and
the Christ Jesus is saying, that is the eternal life. You get it from here. I can show you eternal life when you are right here. By the spirit of knowledge. Don't waste time to think of death.
Don't do what?
You don't waste time.
Why
trouble that I'm going to die?
As long
as I give you the riches of knowledge of God, it can buy eternal life. And you have nothing to buy it with. Yet you have faith. And you buy eternal life. In the world, people can buy life in all forms of ways. The life which is in the blood. And they buy the livers, the heart, the kidneys, very expensive. Eventually they unclothe the body.
But
if you get the riches of knowledge, the knowledge of the one true God, the Christ Jesus is saying, you get eternal life for believing that. You can't buy it with nothing to buy it with, but you buy it with faith, coming from hearing,
and
hearing the word of God. What does it tell you?
But
when
it
speaks John 17, verse 3, it says like this. Let us read we here. John chapter 17 and verse 3.
And
this is the eternal life, to know you the one true God and the Christ Jesus you sent. Yes.
Yeah,
this is the eternal life, to know you the one true God and the Christ Jesus you sent. You know, passing through spirit of knowledge, I told you there is light which can see up to the everlasting.
Now,
can show you to life up to the everlasting, where life ends.
The
knowledge brings you right here where you're sitting, right where you are, where you hear this word from, and you get eternal life. That's why God loves, desire it most. Say, I desire knowledge, to know me. offerings, those offerings.
Okay,
you bring the tithes and the offerings.
Or
I choose and rebuke your devourers. I open up windows of heavens to give you blessings. But I not give you eternal life. Giving
tithes
and offerings does not cause you to be given eternal life. It makes you be given blessings. But what I know is that to eternal life. For the blessing and the life usually
yes,
follow each other. What you remain with is the knowledge. Yes. Let's read here in Hosea we hear. Hosea chapter 6 and the verse 6.
Kubanga njagala ekisa so si saddaka n'okumanya Katonda okusinga ebiweebwayo ebyokebwa.
For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Yes.
Njagala okumanya.
He said, I desire knowledge of God. You know, the spirit of knowledge of God is peace of that issue. The spirit of the Lord in him is spirit of wisdom. That in the word.
The
spirit of understanding appearing in the word. The counsel of God appearing in the word. The power in the word. Even the fear of the Lord.
But when
reaches the spirit of knowledge in him.
Yeah,
I desire it most, for his word passes the knowledge of God. I desire it most more than offerings. Now he loves it, but this he desires it most. People can hear this and they say, we shall no more give tithes and offerings.
God
has said he desires knowledge.
Yes, agambye okusinga.
Yes, it said mostly. I desire knowledge of God more than offerings. The other is what exalted high above.
But
those who give tithes and offerings, they are given a blessing. Even their enemies are beaten, but they have not yet reached eternal life. For we want to give the sacrifice, thanks offering, he glorifies God. But he who cleanses his ways and reaches knowledge of God,
he
will show him the way of salvation. Praise Jesus. Why do you think God reached the situation saying, though I love offerings, but I desire most knowledge of God? Because he knows his people are desperate for lacking knowledge. Though they will give offerings, tithe things, yet they do not know. Still they will get destroyed. And he
said,
let them give offerings, but I desire most that of not knowing me. As he said in the Hosea 4:6, that his people are desperate for lacking knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 and the verse 6.
Abantu bange bazikiridde olw'okubulwa okumanya. Kubanga oganye okumanya nange ndi kugaana ggwe olemenga okubeera kabona gye ndi. Kubanga weerabidde amateeka ga Katonda wo nange ndyerabira abaana bo.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because God's people in Hosea 4:6 are destroyed for lacking knowledge. Why did he look most at knowledge? And he did say they are destroyed for lacking wisdom.
He said
they are destroyed for lacking understanding for all the upgrades. Why did he say? Why did he not say they are destroyed for lacking counsel? They are destroyed for lacking power. Why did he not say they are destroyed for lacking fear of the Lord? When he spoke for lacking knowledge. Because it is the light which can lighten in all the wisdom, in all understanding, in all counsel, in all power where it reaches. It is the light which lightens in all fear of God where it ends.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You always desire and love knowledge of God. Because it too is what he most desires. If you will have other things you will desire. You will lack the light which lightens you to eternal life. If you will move on to ignore the light of knowledge. Praise Jesus. You prove that you get light of knowledge. Knowledge which reaches to knowing the one true God and the Christ Jesus is sent. Because that is the eternal life.
Light,
get it right on this world before you go to heaven. But you get it passing through spirit of knowledge. Who brings light of the full knowledge of God and his glory. And then you go that when you've gotten eternal life right from this earth. There are many people. They wish that they enter eternal life in heaven. If you don't enter it right here through knowledge of the one true God and the Christ Jesus
said,
I prove to you are failed on it. Those who wait that we are going to die, all those who speak is of darkness. They are lacking knowledge. We are going to die and we go to heaven. Now you who is going to die,
then
you
go to heaven.
All that you speak of darkness.
What
told you in the Job 38 verses 1 and 2. This would darken his counsel with words without knowledge. If
you are
going to die
and
go to heaven, enter eternal life, and then you would have died already. The rightful light says, going to unclothe these bodies, those which die, and they bury them in the ground. We as spirits shall
fold
those bodies to go to heaven and eternal life, live in it forever. For you already entered it right on this earth.
But
enter in the place of eternal life.
But
right now, visa, you acquired it, all the passports. You get a knowledge.
Speak
a lot of things of darkness which cannot allow them enter heaven.
Here
some of the things of darkness you speak. You know, in the heavens you're going to be slaughtering chicken.
Chicken
and we eat meat and beef. All creations will enter glory of the children of God. According to Romans 8, verse
8-22.
Now which cows are you going to slaughter in heaven? The food of heaven, they just make it. Just like that of angels. Things of darkness, they are of darkness, they can't allow you to be in the life. Now animals, are they
not enter life?
You will remain slaughtering them, and yet we are in the eternal life.
Many
things of ignorance, they are spoken and God say, my God. Foolishness can never inherit life. For he spoke in Ecclesiastes, he said, that what knowledge has exceeded. Because wisdom preserves the one who owns it. Knowledge, what it exists on wisdom is one.
That
when you enlighten the knowledge, you see the wisdom to preserve your life. Knowledge is spoken of that issue that is better than wisdom. According to Ecclesiastes, you read Ecclesiastes, we say, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 from verse 11.
Amagezi genkano bulunjo obusika. Wewao, gasinga okuwoma eri abo abalaba enjuba.
Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. Verse 12.
Kubanga amagezi kigo, nga feza weri ekigo. Naye okumanya kyakuva kusinga obulungi.
For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it.
Hey,
yes. The excellence of knowledge, it reveals the wisdom which preserves one who owns it.
That's why
knowledge exceeds. You thought God based on what? That I desire knowledge more than offerings. You don't say I desire wisdom more. But
you
say, why knowledge exceeds? Because it's lighter than the wisdom preserving one who owns it. Wisdom in the word of God. But God is so exceeding. Indeed. He's indeed exceeding. See, we as he's lifted us as offsprings. Wow. And he's come give us this much knowledge. You know, the whole world is in the hands of the evil. But we, when the Son of God came to manifest, he gave us understanding and knowledge. And he said, you, if I give you this, the hand of the evil you've gotten out of it. First John chapter 5, verses
19.
And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. Verse 20.
Natuwa kutegera no kumanya owa mazima. Era tuli mwoyo owa mazima. Mumwana we Yesu Kristo. Oyo ye Katonda owa mazima. Nobulamu obutagwao.
And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding, and that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ.
Hey.
This is the true God and eternal life. Exactly, it's what we are on to. You'll see that very clearly. The whole world is in the hands of the wicked one. If you want to run, you get from the hands of the wicked one. That has come to the Son of God, Christ Jesus, gives you understanding and knowledge. For when he gives them to you, he puts them with you, and then you get eternal life. And we abide in it. We already entered eternal life. You will see how you move by death in the destruction, in the second death, the lake of fire. Eternal life, you don't wait to enter heaven. You enter it now. You come, Son of God, give you understanding and knowledge. The knowledge passes through the much light of the word of God. And now you hear it's what he most desires. Praise Jesus much. That's why he said in the Hebrews chapter 9 and the verse 7, and he speaks like this. Hebrews chapter 9 and the verse 7.
Naye mweri eyokubiri ayingiramu kabona asinga obukulu yekka omulundi gumu buli mwaka si awatali musayi gwawaayo ku lulwe ye n'olw'obutamanya bw'abantu.
But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the error of the people. Yes. You know where the Son of God was being offered? He had to be given there for the sins, even for the ignorance. For in the ignorance is where cometh to commit sin. For when God takes sins from you,
he
does not take our ignorance.
It's
easy to bounce back to commit sins. But he first gives you light of knowledge. Light gives you to separate the good and from the evil. That he brought proof on it. Basing in Isaiah 29. Verse 24. And he says like this. Isaiah chapter 29 verse 24. They also that err in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Yes. Those who had erred in spirit. Though you erred in religions, and you've not gotten knowledge, you run quick. If you erred in the beliefs and
they've
never given you knowledge of the one true God and the Christ Jesus is saying, that you can enter eternal life based here on this hour, that you can go to the place where it dwells in heaven to abide there forever.
But
you run quick in the way of
the,
don't ask on anyone who is nearing you.
For
eternal life you have to enter it as you, as you pass through getting knowledge of one true God in the Christ Jesus is saying. If you are in the false salvation, they have never given you light of the full knowledge of God and His glory, passing through the word of God to give you eternal life, you run quick, seek for the true salvation.
We
can give you knowledge of God, because He says, I love all people be saved
and
to reach it, to know all the truth. If you got saved,
you
never got your knowledge of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've told you like this.
Now I'm
you to win the false salvation.
Salvation
where they don't give you full knowledge of God. The knowledge of one true God. The Christ Jesus is saying, you run quick. For salvation which can give you knowledge of one true God. For He said,
he
loves all people be saved, to reach to know all the truth. Now you have been in taking, I see the hand of God. You run quick. You have to enter eternal life while still on this world. As you pass through getting saved, and to know all the truth, the truth in the word of God, makes us know one true God. The Christ Jesus is saying, as He said like this in Timothy. First Timothy chapter 2 verse
3.
For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior. Verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto knowledge of the truth. Yes. All people be saved. You did well, you who got saved. You is not yet well, you're bad. Both you who got saved, you got saved in the wrong place. Where they don't give you knowledge of God. To enter in eternal life. Even you are not yet born again. You run very quick and seek for the rightful salvation. Just as this we speak of the new generation of the full knowledge of God. The full knowledge in the worldwide call. And you come get totally saved and you sit down to know all the truth. Because all the truth you need to know, it is the Christ. And him is the one who shows us the Father. And we wish to know him in his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Under the sixth point of that which God most desires through the spirit of knowledge of God. He wants knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Because knowledge of God, the one true God, and the Christ Jesus is sent. It's the eternal life. Under there is a point saying like this.
That
passing through spirit of knowledge of God.
It
takes us in the light of the knowledge of the word of God. The holy scriptures. And they reach us to the fullness of God. In the breadth. In the length. In the depth, even the height. Yes. Through the spirit of knowledge of God, He brings light of knowledge passing through His word, the Holy Scriptures, reach us on the fullness of God, in the breadth, in the length, in the depth, even in the height. That's why it tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 up to 19. And he says like this. Ephesians chapter 3, verse
14.
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 3 verse
14.
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse
15.
Of whom the whole family in the heavens and the earth is named. Verse
16.
That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Verse
17.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Verse
18.
May be able to comprehend with all holy ones what is the breadth and length and depth and height.
Verse 19.
And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all fullness of God. Yes. If you are to be filled with the fullness of God, you must be knowing him in the breadth, in the length, in the depth, even in the height. But now, can we know God in all those aspects? Now that is gone very far. Let's repeat verse 18 and 19. Ephesians chapter 3 verses 18.
Mulyoke muweebwe amaanyi okwatangana amagezi awamu n'abatukuvu bonna obugazi n'obuwanvu n'obugulumivu n'okugenda wansi webiri.
May be able to comprehend with all holy ones what is the breadth and length and depth and height. That they give them a power that you can get to know. And you can comprehend it in the heads.
Then
you get to know the breadth, the length, the depth,
and
the height of the fullness of God. But that knowledge is the one who does it. According to verse 19. But that the equals you even kneel before God, the Father, to ask it. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 19.
Okumanya okwagala kwa Kristo okusinga okutegeerwa.
And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all fullness of God. Yes. There is that knowledge which passes knowledge, understanding. And it reaches you to the fullness of God. You know, we told you light of the word of God. Lightens you to the, from end of the heavens to another end of the heaven. Now you can know. Let's give you an example. Let's first get explained to go to the depth. Even the height of God. Because going in the depth, it is the rim below. It is made of the rim below. Then the height, it is made of the rim above, which were there in creation. Have you understood me well? I've said like this. Let's first understand the fullness of God in the depth, even in the height. But they are explained by the rim below, even the rim above. Because when he was speaking with us, he spoke in the John chapter 8, verse 23, and he speaks of the rim above, even the rim below. And he says like this, John chapter 8, verses
23.
And he said unto them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Yes. You are of beneath. When we speak of the depth, we speak on this earth where we are. But when we speak of the height, we speak of the rim above. Starting from the heaven you see, to enter into the third heaven, where we ascend into the height of God. Because as he had come on this world,
it
was said he had come in the rim below. According to Ephesians 4 and the verse 9, entering the verse 10. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 9.
Naye kigambo ekyo nti yalinya, kigamba ki wabula ogamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi.
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Yes. First descended to the lower parts, right here where we are. And if you're here, you straight know from this planet Earth where we are, that you are within the depth of God. If you begin to ascend into heaven, and you begin to ascend into the height of God. Someone say, how come it about? You know, one day he said, heaven is enthroned.
Earth
is his footstool, you are beneath him. Let's read in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 66 and the verse
1. Nyumba chi jemuli nzimbira. Erachifochi, echiribe chivumuro change.
Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you built unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Yes. If you are on this earth, you know that you are in the depth of God. If you begin to get out of planet Earth,
and
you got the kingdom of the stars,
and you reach
the door of the heavens, you see the blue heaven up there, you see, you began to ascend into the height. We call it the height of God. There are out there people who never think of those.
But
as we've told in Ephesians chapter 4, told us verse 9 like this. Let's enter even verse 10. Ephesians 4, verses
9.
Now that he ascended, what is it but he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Verse
10.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things. Yes. If you begin to ascend to enter in heaven, enter the first heaven, enter the second.
Up,
you are moving up in the height of God. Let me expect you've moved on to understand me. You know, Jesus was living in this world. In the Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, he ascended coming from the rim below,
and
ascended in the rim above. Let's read we hear. Acts chapter 1 and the verse 9.
And
when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Verse
10. Laba, abantu babiri ne bayimirira kumpi nabo.
And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel.
Verses 11.
Who also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven shall come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Yes. You know Acts chapter 1 verse 9 up to 11. It fulfilled well what he told us, John 8 verse 23. That we were of this rim above below, and he was of the rim above. We were here in the depth of God, and him they are in the height of God. And that is why he ascended like that going. Now, if you want to prove, if you go
into
the blue heaven you see up there, when you've passed the clouds, you have begun to ascend up in the height of God. Because he speaks saying, he saw angels descending, coming from the city with the heavens, with the city of God, descending and ascending.
Oluberebere sura ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'12.
Genesis chapter 28 verses 12.
Narote chiroto era laba amadala agasimbibwa kuttaka n'entikko yako ng'etuuse mu ggulu era laba bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo.
And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Verse 14.
Era laba mukama nga yimiridde waguru wago nayogera nti nze mukama katonda wa Ibrahimu jajjawo era katonda wa Isaka ensi gyogalamiddeko ndijikuwa gwe nezadde lyo.
And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and God of Isaac, and the land on which you lie, to you will I give it, and to your descendants.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Genesis chapter 28, verse 12 to 14, when you reach the door of heavens, for those ladders came from that door of heaven, and they moved downwards to the earth. Here beneath where we've told you on this earth, in the depth of God, when you begin to ascend, you pass the other planets, you pass the moon, the sun, and the stars, and you reach the door of heaven up there. They begin to say is descending or ascending upwards in the height of God. That's why the ladders where they hand up there, there was the Lord God. There he is there. That's why he say earth is his footstool.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Now, upon which we start to say we are in the height of God, we have reached the first heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels, where they were coming from descending. According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23 up to 24. And when you pass that heaven, you go to the second heaven, where there are four living creatures. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1 up to 4. They speak of the second heaven with the four living creatures. When you go beyond there, then you go to the third heaven, where there is the paradise of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 1 up to 5, it speaks of the third heaven. Right there we have gone to the height of God. They will be explained the most by those to work under the spirit of knowledge, who lead, are led by the fifth priest, who holds the fifth trumpet. On the seven priests, who hold the seven trumpets.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
But I want us to get explained briefly about the breadth, the breadth and the length, that of God, which reach us above the heavens before creation happens. At the beginning and the end, where we find new heavens and the new earth, the breadth and the length of God, of the fullness of God, which reach us above the heavens at the beginning. Before creation happened there, at the beginning and the end, where we find the new heavens and the new earth. You know, God based there as in Job. Job chapter 28,
23 to 24,
and sees through all the heavens which is and the earth. He bases in his breadth, even in his length. There is a breath moving. Even the length stretching.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus much.
Let's read
in the Job we hear.
Job chapter 28, verses
23. God understandeth its way and he knows its place. Verse 24. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heaven. Yes. He passes above the heaven in his breadth and his length. And he sees through all the heavens, which is even the earth. And he sees within his depth and his height. But now, all but what is it? Most of those will be explained by the priests. Because here I'm just passing through what the spirit of knowledge is responsible of. But as we've heard in Job, Job chapter 28, 23 to 24, that he sees through all the heavens and earth which are. There where he bears, he called above the heavens.
It
is called before creation happened, at the beginning and the end. There is where he makes his breadth and his length. Because just as we told you, in the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10, it's where he ascended, passed through all the heavens, that he may fill up all. Let's read it, we hear. Ephesians chapter 4, verses
10.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things. Yes. You know, when you're right up above the heavens,
in
the breadth and length of God, heavens and the earth which are, you feel engulf them. That's why one day he spoke in Jeremiah 23. And he said, don't you think I feel heavens and earth?
He
bases up there, he feels engulfs it, it's within him. Issue of the breadth of God, even the length, they are of above the heavens. Before creation happened, at the beginning and the end,
here
is where you find the new heavens and the new earth. But to see of new heavens, new earth,
heavens
and earth which are, they have to pass away. Revelation 21, verses
1.
You will read it. But when we go to the everlasting, we no more could measure him. Still speak of the breadth and the length. We are right in the everlasting. It's to go beyond above the heavens. To go beyond the creation before it happens. Going beyond the beginning and the end. To go beyond the new heavens, new earth, from above the heavens. When we go there in the everlasting, we no more measure neither the depth, neither the height, neither the breadth, neither the length of God. We are within the everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But all those, our seventh point, all those, here they are led by the angel of creations, who holds the fifth bowl, which holds the wrath of the plagues of God, who is called Angel Ariel. His name they named after the city of the King David. The city of creations. That name Ariel. It means angel of creation. Angel of water. And the creations. Is commanded by angel holding the trumpets. The fifth trumpet. As we read of him in the Revelation. Chapter 8. Verse 2, and he says like this. Revelation chapter 8 verses 2. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about an hour. Verse 2. Revelation chapter 8 verse 2. And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, to them were given seven trumpets. Now, angels holding the seven trumpets. Angel holding the fifth trumpet.
Is the
commander unto the angel of water and the creations. Angel Ariel. Who holds the ball of the wrath of the Lord. The fifth, according to Revelation chapter 15,
in
the verse
1.
Revelation chapter 15, verses
1.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is completed the wrath of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those angels holding the seven bowls of the wrath of the weapons of God. One holding the fifth bowl,
that's
the angel of water and creations. Angel Ariel. Revelation chapter 16, verse 5 and 6. He speaks saying like this. Revelation 16 and verse 5.
Malaika wa mazi nga yogera nti gwe mutukirivu gwa bawo ere yabawo gwe mutukuvu kubanga wasala omusango bwotyo.
And I heard the angel of water say, you are righteous, O Lord, who is and was and shall be, because you have judged thus. Yes, there is an angel of water.
It
is the angel of creations. Because out of water, God commanded creations to come and manifest. Even their bodies came from water. Even in water, they made out heavens and the earth. All those came from the spirit of knowledge. And we see is all where they will end. And why angel of water and the creations? He was put under spirit of knowledge. Because waters which made out all heavens where we are and the earth, himself is the one responsible of them. Praise Jesus much. Even creations which can be showed in Genesis chapter 1. Right, their bodies be made from the water. All he moves to govern around them in every place. And those who know, want most to know concerning creations, they must have the light of knowledge. And they are led by this angel.
As
led him in Egypt within the war. And we saw not. And we saw lice and the frogs and others. And as he led them to enter the ark, most of them, we told you priests will tell us. But his name was named after the city of King David. The city Ariel. The city of creations they used to gather their most. Let's read in the Isaiah chapter 29 and the verse 1.
Isaiah sura ya 29 n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Isaiah chapter 29 verses 1.
Owange Ariel, Ariel, Ekibuga Dawudi kye yasiisiirako, mugatte omwaka ku mwaka, embaga zituukirire mu ntuuko zaazo.
Woe unto Ariel, to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Add your year to year, let feasts run their cycle.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
what that name, if you research very well, even though it was named after the city of David, but it was named through an angel who appeared most creations in that city. In there
were
different plants and flowers and everything.
And
people who made feasts and every form of pleasurable occasion, they went there. Because of the creations which were there. Yet most of them never knew why.
So Malaika oyo,
so what that angel
is responsible
of division of spirit knowledge of God. Under the priest holding the fifth trumpet. Will he present them on this earth? As we shall read in the Joshua chapter 6, from verses 4-6. Also read in Zechariah chapter 3, in the verse 1. May God bless you as you wait for the sixth division of the spirit of fear of the Lord and his responsibilities to take off seals from the word of God. Thank you for coming, for listening, believing, and putting in action, even to spreading to all, to the four corners of the earth.
Amen.
Amen.